It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Mick Jagger is turning over hearing that. Yeah.
We come prepared.
That's what's going on around the country.
Yay!
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That is our number. Mm-hmm. It has officially started, or it has officially started.
Yes.
BYOB Friday!
Yay!
Please welcome our very special guest, comedian extraordinaire Judy. Oh, wait, I'm going to do my impression.
Oh, okay.
Judy Tenuta!
Yeah!
Oh,
thank you!
Welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome. First thing I want to say, I was excited about this because I see you with your little prom dress outfit that you have, and then I see the kind of wild hair, and then I see these PR shots that I was discussing. I saw you as a blonde.
Yes.
As a brunette, and as you are slightly auburn, a little redhead, and you are hot, Judy.
Lovely.
Yes,
absolutely lovely.
This is fun.
Thank you. Well, you know, I live in L.A. where there's a 2 silicone minimum, and I'm the only one that I'm going to get kicked out of there. I think I might have to move here to D.C. where everybody is less obvious about their scandals. You know, like everybody here is so well-dressed when they're having sex.
Yes.
Like in L.A., you know, they're always drunk driving with no panties, mm-hmm. but, you know, here everybody...
You've never done that, have you?
Never!
All right, good for you.
Oh, my gosh, no!
Go ahead, Judy. Before you get started, I want to tell everybody that Judy tonight is going to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. You are tonight and tomorrow night.
That's great. Right.
Arlington Cinema and Draft House. We're very glad to have you here. It is BYOB Friday.
Yeah, I did it. Bring your own boobs. Look, bring your own boobs Friday.
I didn't know you did the whole prop thing. You have the accordion.
Well, it's not really prop. This is an accordion which I use as an instrument of punishment for people.
You know, I love the accordion.
It's so funny because
I do too.
Yeah,
I really do love the accordion.
I don't.
You hate it?
No, I don't hate it. It's just that people they just expect it, and people will always stop me. Can I touch your accordion?
Sure.
I'm like, dude. Okay, whatever.
Well, Mike does love it. He requested it for his birthday.
Hold on, before we get any further, Peter, our intern, Judy. This is our intern, Peter.
Hi,
over here.
How are you?
This is Miss Tenuta.
Can I kiss my hand? Oh,
isn't that? Oh, how smooth. That is wonderful,
yeah,
Peter.
Yeah, he knew what to do instinctively.
That's wonderful. Would you get me a beer, please?
You must be from Georgetown. I don't know.
Joe Ardinger is here also. It is BYOB Friday. Joe is guesting here. Joe, welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
You're off the clock now. You're not working anymore.
Oh, okay.
You're joining us on the show.
He's going to be throwing a few back.
We're all going to be throwing. Now, do we just have brewskis, or do we have any other adult beverages?
We have vodka, of course.
Vodka!
Would you like? Can we get...
Keep in mind, Mike.
Yes.
I have to be just slightly lucid tonight. So
see, that's the goal.
Slightly?
I have to be very lucid.
Peter, two small vodkas, please.
She's looking around. She's getting a little nervous about the beer.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
You can have whatever you want. Would you like what about a little beer to sip on?
No, do you have carbonated anything? Just bring me something carbonated.
Okay. Some soda.
A carbonated stripper would be good. Right. I don't know.
We can
How
make
many
that
times
happen.
Have we said that.
Well, let me just say cheers to you. Welcome.
Cheers!
Welcome.
Cheers.
I know you have bottled water.
We
all have
here.
Our beer here. Buzz, what are you drinking?
I'm right now Pepsi.
No.
I
agree.
With that?
I'm waiting for my vodka to arrive and perhaps yours as well.
He wants some Grey Goose.
Is somebody bringing it?
I believe Peter is on the case. We can only hope.
Horst will do it.
Horst, would you like to meet Horst, our intern?
Why not? Yeah.
He looks like Woodrow Wilson.
You seem to have quite an entourage here.
Well, sure. we have to, you know, do a lot of things on the show.
It's so funny. You have to remember this. When you're out there listening to you, I just basically kind of hear you.
Hide the booze.
I don't expect to see 70 people. Oh, my God.
This is Horst.
Well,
it's not his real name, but this is Horst. He's our brand new intern.
How are you?
And he's
he bowed.
Very worshipful.
You bowed like a Nazi would.
He bowed to the goddess.
We taught him that.
He is in the right form. What are you doing giving me your empty?
No, that's a brand new one. That's a brand new one for you.
I thought he was giving me an empty.
No, I have mine over here.
Oh, Oh, that's so cute.
What's
that's
going on? What, now Drew, the intern, has come in here
for
also.
An autograph.
Everybody here is, you have a full service staff, I
yes,
must
we
say.
Do.
And Beth Ann has made sure that they're all
Beth
young
Ann
men.
Beth Ann is a giver.
I've never seen the interns work until this very moment.
I know.
This is the first time they've done anything. And what was that note? Was that an autograph request?
It was so cute. He gave me a choice of beverages.
Oh, and you had to check
one? Yeah, and I checked it off. He didn't want me to say it on the air. Oh, yeah, I would like, you know, Jack Daniels.
Like being in a hospital.
Yeah.
So you want to keep it together. You might have, you know, we'll just bring a beer, maybe a little carbonated vodka drink, maybe a soft drink. And just if you want to have a sip, you can have it. You said you're a lightweight and you can't handle your booze.
No,
I just
I'm
drunk Judy Tenuta show. They'd line up for that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
No,
like
but
Christmas
see, here's
Day.
The thing. No. Because I'd just be laughing. I want to be able to, you know. People...
But that's your charm and your act. Part of your thing that I love. I enjoy it when you're
yeah,
when
but
you're
don't
performing.
You like it when once every vernal equinox I tell a joke. Maybe that would be helpful.
Okay.
Let me tell you. I have watched you for years, and you are the type of comedian when you. Sometimes you do those crowd entrances where
you come down
through the crowd. Mm-hmm.
And, I like that.
And I love that because I just, you know, really, and it's not because you're heinous. It's because it's just your persona. When you walk through the crowd, I start laughing before you deliver any lines or shtick or anything.
Yes.
You have that whole thing, you know, like that.
I love that. I love to walk through the crowd and bond with my love slave. You
are the love goddess.
That's right.
See,
that's
I know this.
In fact, it's so strange. You know, I live in L.A. I was telling you that.
Right.
I live in L.A., and yet I don't eat sushi, so I think I will be kicked out.
You have to move.
I have to move. I mean, I don't eat raw fish because, you know, I'm not a porpoise. And all my friends are, oh, no, but, you know, you got to get used to it.
Right.
Yeah. Get used to it. See, now, Mike,
you don't
have to get used to pizza.
No.
It immediately tastes great, right?
Sure. That's right.
Or
key
lime pie immediately is great. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, but they go, why don't you just get a nice California roll and get used to it?
Yeah.
I go, no, I'm not going to pay $30 to get used to some raw fish. You know, can you imagine saying get used to it? Can you imagine going to a woman's shelter and saying that?
You're such a perfect guest.
No, that would
you are
be
such
good.
A perfect guest for BYOB Friday. I mean, really. I mean,
thank you for
I tell you, there are comedians that come in here and just want to sleep through the whole thing. And then there's somebody
really?
That comes. You're bringing the A game. Yeah. Judy Tenuta.
Thank you,
I could
Judy.
Just sit over here and drink, and Judy would just do the – she'd do the whole goddamn
are
act. It would be fantastic.
Oh, can you say that on the air?
Yes, I just did.
Yes,
and I can also say Bull Dyke.
I was telling you at the airport, the Bull Dyke – always scream me out, and they try to strip search me.
Sure.
I'm like, excuse me, bitchlet. I don't even have anything on me. And they're like, oh, no, you have to take everything.
Yes.
And let's, I go, excuse me, I'm sorry. You don't need a squeeze box that badly. You don't need, and they just want to confiscate.
Now, that is your smaller,
is that
your in-studio squeeze box? Does that have Judy on the front of it?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's spicy. I love that. I love that part of it.
Well, in case, you know, I lose my identity.
Oh, she's going to play something. I love this.
How did you and the accordion get together in the first place?
Well, it was my mom's IUD. But it didn't
she
work.
Was ready for that one, Buzz.
No. But here's the problem is it didn't work well because, you know, I was raised Catholic. She had 9 children.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you about my mom. She's got a party in her pants. Party in her pants. Never has there been such a sassy little dance. You can do it anywhere in any circumstance. Have yourself a big fat party in your pants.
Yeah. Judy Tenuta.
Bravo.
Oh, my God.
Let's have a drink, shall
yes,
we?
Cheers. Woo! Cheers. I'm enjoying this. I am.
Whoa.
You've made me laugh. You have always made me laugh. And I mentioned the part about seeing the publicity photos and going, wow, hot. I mean, you're a woman.
Yeah.
No, really, you're when you get on stage and you do the whole thing, you had to, you know, fluff the hair up a little bit.
They all told me, actually, Joan Rivers gave me a tip, and she said, you need to be more dykey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
This was her advice?
She wouldn't know.
Well, she said
I know what she's talking about.
It's better if you're more, and if you notice who's... you know,
yeah. You look at successful comedians.
Listen, Mike. I could be mistaken for a woman.
I'm sorry, but I am staring at your breasts. You have beautiful breasts. I can't. I just had to give you that compliment
right
there. Really,
yeah. Here they are. Woo-hoo!
Yes, the breast cookies there.
Know.
You have always made me laugh, but when I've watched your act, I have always thought that, you know, even though you're making me laugh, that maybe it's, and this is the person
that maybe
we would see.
You could score with me. That's
no,
what you're thinking.
That's not what I was going to say.
I was thinking.
I thought you might have men's corpses, you know, buried in your backyard at some point. You scared me a little bit.
There are two comedians.
There are two comedians that scare me.
Oh, really?
Really. And this is the company you're in here.
Okay.
You and Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah.
You're both very funny, but there's that,
there's
that part, like, if you were in the room, it's like.
Me too. Really? For Judy Tenuta to be scared. Yeah.
That's something.
Does Sarah Silverman scare you? Seriously? Does she?
Oh, no.
Not really,
but it's just a different, you know. Yeah, she's.
I pictured, like, you'd meet Judy Tenuta, you're sitting there, and then, you know, you might be very, very nice, and then all of a sudden launch into one of those, you know, and look at him, he's fat! You know, and just, I mean, you know, and just, and all of a sudden I just slink out of the room. That's.
Oh, no, the goddess would never do that. I'm a giver, not a taker!
Yeah. Very good.
You act like James Bond in front of our friends, but when we're alone, I have to change your depends. I'm a giver! You're a taker! I give my liver! You heartbreaker!
Yeah.
All right, let's have a drink!
Yes, cheers, cheers. BYOB Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Congratulations on becoming an ordained minister.
Oh, how funny is that?
I'm delighted. Well, I'd love to have you marry me.
Well,
if I ever chose to get married.
Yeah, how
again.
About it? Well, you know, my gay fans, and by the way, I love all my fans.
You're big in the gay community, right? Don't you do those gay cruise shows, too, you know?
No, I have done one of those, but here's the deal.
That's what this really is right now. Nothing but a gay cruise without the water.
No, but here's the deal. Here's what I found out. I used to think that I was, like, special,
right.
You know, in the gay. They like all women.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, they like all women. I thought I was special.
You're in good company.
I might as well be B. Arthur. They don't care. It's like,
Think of the women you're in company with. You got Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
Liza Minnelli. Yeah.
Judy.
Clay Aiken.
Judy Garland, still very popular.
Oh, yeah. Judy Garland. It was nice of her to have her nervous breakdown on TV. Anyway.
Go ahead.
My mom told me, you know, my mom was a big fan of hers.
Sure.
I know Liza. I know Liza.
Right. That's good. Before we talk about you, I know you toured, just to be serious, for 5 seconds
here. Yes, dear.
You toured with George Carlin.
I did.
Like for a year. Didn't
I
and you were on the road with George Carlin?
Fortunate. What happened was I was just coming up. I was just breaking through in comedy. I was just becoming, as they say, well-known. 1987, my album came out, By This Pigs. And I was touring with George, who, like the first night, I was so nervous, and he calls me in the room. He goes, yeah, Judy, go out there and do your thing. Just go out there. You know, he was great. And he was a lot of fun.
Right.
I mean, seriously, he was very focused, you know, on his material and making sure that he got all his thoughts out. But like after the show and everything, we'd do voices. He loves playing with voices and words.
Okay.
So we'd be like, yeah, he'd be like, hey, Dan, I would say that to him. I love it because I grew up.
Right.
I'm sure people like him don't. Always liked to. But I did. I grew up listening to him.
Right.
I mean, that was my.
As we all did.
And being raised Catholic. So I loved all the.
Oh, and that was his early stuff, was a lot of the Catholic,
oh my
the
God.
Nuns.
And so I would say, hey, Father, let's say, you know, so I would be giving this to him. And
how you doing, Father? Yeah, you got a little confessional, Father. There we go, there.
Yeah.
Huh?
So, you did the vagina monologues, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I bet it's yours had a lot to say, that's for
sure. Yes, it's very hard to throw your vagina across the stage, but I did it, you know.
He a generous guy, George Carlin? Was he a nice guy to deal with primarily?
Like I said, you know, he was very gracious but focused, too, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So what happened was one of the nights we just did a big show in New York City, and then he always made sure we stayed in great hotels. We were at the Leon Helmsley.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yes, nice. Very fancy.
Well, he was 87. He was established by then. I mean, he was rocking. He was royalty
course,
at that point.
Doing all right.
Are you kidding? Yes. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm in my room, and then he calls my room. He says, hey, Tenuta, I got the New York Times, and you got a really nice review on your special. I go, and it was just on that night. And I go, oh, that's so nice. George Carlin is telling me I have it. Isn't that nice?
That's cool, though. Nice. He's a good guy.
Cool. And then we were talking about it. I go, George, oh, you know, I was a little nervous because they, I forget what they, I think they compared me to a wildebeest. I don't know, something. He goes, take it as a compliment. No, it was a nice review, and he was really nice about
it. Aren't comedians usually dog eat dog? So that's kind of unusual, isn't
it? Well, but you see, he's such a legend.
Right.
That he wanted to bring someone up that he had kind of faith in.
That's great.
That they were going to be kind of unique and different.
That is great.
That's what he told me.
I certainly think you fit that bill of being unique and different, and you have done love that about
me. But then, this is the other thing. Eventually, you know, because then I was a headliner too, so I couldn't just, you know, always do that. And so then he got other opening acts, and one of my friends went to see him, and they go, "Oh, George, you were so great, but that opening act really stunk." And George goes, "That's the way I like it."
Oh no! Oh, ouch. That's it. If you take that crap to heart, you'll never be able to get on stage. You got to focus on the positive.
I know. Right. No. But that, no, he didn't do that for me.
I know, not for you, no. But I'm just saying, but you know, what if the whole policy was there and he was kind of indicating
this was
that, you know?
Hardcore. Yeah, he had But I'm,
now I'm going to give Judy Tenuto a complex when I'm talking about that.
Oh, no.
Please to explain the religion of Judaism.
Oh, well, you know I'm Judy, and my religion is Judaism.
And you are an ordained minister.
I'm an ordained minister. I can't even handle it. And now I'm going to have my lesbitarians and butt pirates. They're going to be lining up. Oh, goddess, please bless our union.
Yes, please.
Have you married anybody yet?
Well, you know. Here's the interesting thing. During my show, I usually have people exchange vows, and that's how one of my friends said, "Well, why don't you just become a minister?"
Yeah,
it's really easy. I go, "Oh God, I don't want to have to go to the stupid, you know, holy hands of whatever
seminary or whatever."
No, they go, "Just go online. Yeah, that's it.
Anybody can do it, right?"
I can't even handle it.
But you did.
Well, I know that you might be a minister.
No, Don was a minister. My old partner, Don Geronimo, was a minister.
Really?
Yes, you can marry people. You know, go online and do it.
Yeah.
Are you still single, Judy Tenuta? Are you still?
Yes, I'm husband hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is it true? I read this somewhere. Were you actually married at one point in your life to Emo Phillips?
Well,
Jesus,
we used to meet at the airport.
Meet at the airport?
No, you know what?
What would that wedding chapel have looked like?
No. This is the bad part. We didn't live together. Well, maybe that was good. I don't know, but
because I've had Emo. I mean, a million years ago, we had Emo on the show, and I would have thought Emo might have been on one of those cruises you've performed on. That was just an opinion I have.
No.
But tough to really read Emo with that.
Very tough.
So we never you never shared the marital bed with Emo Phillips. Emo never climbed on top of you or anything like that?
Or vice versa?
See, now he's getting personal. Yes,
I had to know. I really had to know because I've had him on the show.
I think we had what you would call a science experiment. Yes.
That's a good description of it.
You still keep in touch with him at all?
Yeah, sure. I talk to Emo. He always gives me advice like, you know, when you travel, you should just keep all of your stuff in one room, and that way you don't have to think about it. And just, okay, thanks.
Good impression.
That is a very strange guy. I mean, it just.
What is he doing now?
I just remember
he's touring.
Is he still touring?
Of course he's touring. Let's talk about you.
I know. I'm just curious. He was a part of your life.
Yes, that's very
You have
true.
Not answered any of the questions
no,
I asked
I
about
did
him.
So.
A
I
science
did.
Experiment is very vague. I'm not sure what
went
on there.
Well, you don't need the details.
Okay,
right now, I could be any minute, I could be engaged to George Clooney as soon as he asks me, and I get younger by 10 years. But
you look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Really
but
do.
You know, he likes 12-year-olds.
And have I told you how sexy I think the accordion is?
Oh,
I truly gave me a look.
You know, the beer is talking now.
I've only had 3/4 of a beer here.
Woo!
Having a perfectly good time.
Cheers, Judy.
Cheers.
All right.
Judy, here's what we're going to be doing today on the show. Can you stay for just a few more breaks? Maybe take a few phone calls?
I love to.
From your fans out there, both gay and straight. All right? Mm-hmm. If you'd like to talk to Judy Tenuta, 877-365-3636.
And ask me questions about love or anything. Or tell us about your most horrible dating experience. We love that.
You're the love goddess.
Thank you.
And we love having you on the show.
Thank
and
you, Mike.
I'm still going to try to get you drunk. I promise you.
Right? That's what they all say. Okay, we'll see.
Good luck.
Got a good body.
That's what Emo did.
She's lovely.
What a god.
Oh, no,
she's
no,
lovely.
She
wears that big, Nightmare on Elm Street dress up there, you know. But my god, wow.
That was in the old days. Now I have on.
Do you wear a different outfit now when you're performing?
The sexier show.
You know what else?
Yeah. Well,
you smell good.
She does.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you really do.
Oh, thank you.
And you're in a room with a bunch of men getting drunk right now.
Sure. 877-365-3636.
We'll take your phone calls for Judy Tenuta. Also, take a peek at our Hollywood Hot Sheet with Buzz Burbank when we come
back
right after this. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.